Despite a few high-profile successes by women filmmakers in recent years, the majority of films being made in the U.S. remain helmed by men. But that's changing as more and more women are finding ways into the director's chair in film, television, and new media. An upcoming film showcase hopes to rebalance the scales as it celebrates six of the region's female filmmakers. I'm Charles Horak, and you're listening to On Film. My guest today has been supporting female filmmakers in the region and creating ways to celebrate their work. Angie Reza Torres is a filmmaker, producer, and organizer of the upcoming Femme Frontera Filmmaker Showcase, and I'm happy to have her on the program today. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes. I've been meaning to do this for some time. We met recently around another film project you're engaged with, Birth Narratives. And we got to talking, and I know in, was it August of this year that you did the first showcase?
Yes, it was. August 1st, we had the premiere of our first Femme Frontera Filmmaker Showcase, and six filmmakers from our region, we all mostly premiered our short films, and it sold out. We had
Fantastic.
An amazing time. There were actually people standing outside of the theater waiting to see if tickets would become available. It was very cool. It was oddly overwhelming, but it was fun. And so we're having more screenings.
And this is all you're doing. You're the central mover of this. How did this idea come to you, and why did you think it's so important to do this at this time?
Well, originally, I just wanted to showcase my film alongside friends. Mm-hmm. That's how it started. These women are my heroes. They're amazing filmmakers. So I jumped at the chance and the opportunity to screen mine alongside theirs. And what ended up happening was, as I was looking at all of the films and realizing, you know, there were a lot of common themes. And then, of course, we're all female. We're all from Las Cruces, El Paso, Juarez. Uh-huh. And I just felt like this could be a little bit more than just, you know, your typical screening on a Friday night or whenever. So it is very important, especially for people in our region, not just women, but anybody within our border area, to tell stories and to accurately represent. I mean, accurate representation for me has always been at the forefront of why I even make film.
Mm-hmm.
Especially right now, you know, with the election and with all that's been happening, it's, I think, more important now than ever to be able to get our stories out there that are told, and just to be told honestly and just to be told accurately. You know, we don't get a lot of representation, especially here in El Paso. So for me, that was just very important.
Well, as a producer and filmmaker and a woman, you know, I think it's also so important that you see other role models.
Right.
Because the industry for the last 100 years, at least industry with a big I, the traditional film distribution system has been so male dominated that right. I think for women, you know, it's so important to see someone who's made it through and busted through that ceiling. I wanted to ask you, though, that, you know, I think it's an amazing time for independent film in that the methods of production are now so decentralized that people like yourself, people in El Paso and the region, can get their hands on the equipment and the tools to make their film. And there's no longer this bottleneck of waiting for someone's permission to tell those stories or waiting for a bunch of money to be dropped in your hand to go make your film. You can go out and make that film now. Is this a great time to be a female filmmaker?
I think it is a great time. I think, though, you know, like you're saying about just getting out there and doing it, especially right now that we have the technology so readily available to us. It's mm-hmm. not as expensive. It's not as huge. It can come from our phones. It is. And unfortunately, women still, as filmmakers, we, and especially if we're, you know, women of color, we don't, for sure, we don't dominate, but we're not often given a voice, mm-hmm. even in within film festivals, even with, especially in Hollywood.
Right.
So for me to be able to now not only have the Femme Frontera showcase here in El Paso, where we get to represent ourselves within our community, But now we're also taking it outside. We're taking it to LA. We're taking it to San Francisco and hopefully other cities in the near future and putting those stories out there. So even if, you know, I know that several of my fellow filmmakers have gotten into film festivals with our films, but, you know, those of us who still want to continue pushing and getting our films out there, this is another outlet. This is another opportunity for them to be able to do that. And this is only our first one.
And how empowering to have that solidarity to go out there together.
Yeah.
Not just each of you going out individually, but the power of all of these films and filmmakers together.
Yes.
So you're already getting this showcase booked down the road outside the region?
Yes. We have the Echo Park Film Festival in Los Angeles, as well as the Mission Cultural Center for Latino Arts in San Francisco. Those both are happening at the last week of January of next year. And right now I'm continuing to push in Chicago and New York and a few other cities as well. So
putting El Paso on the map.
Hopefully, yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about the films coming up. You've got a screening on Monday at Alamo Drafthouse at 6:30, I believe.
Yes.
And another one on Wednesday. The Alamo is $7. So there's a free screening on Wednesday at the El Paso Public Library downtown. How many films? Tell us a little bit about the filmmakers.
Okay, so we have five including myself. Ileana Sosa. She is originally from El Paso, now living in Austin. Her film is Child of the Desert. It's about Elia, a woman who is grieving the loss of a family member who was recently killed in war. And that does take place here in El Paso, and she ends up befriending this man who has just recently immigrated into El Paso himself, and they end up forming an unlikely friendship. Laura Bustillos Jaques, she is another great friend. She is from Juarez. She's doing a documentary called Undocumented Freedom, and it's actually the first of a series that she is getting funded by the city of New York to tell.
Hmm.
Alana Lapid, NMSU professor from Las Cruces, she is telling her film La Catrina, which is sort of an abstract, poetic visual journey about a young woman who is grieving the death of her husband. Yasmin Harvey, she is a recent graduate from NMSU, and her film Overland tells the story about one of many immigrant experiences. That one is a narrative film. Jennifer Lucero, she does the Appleseed Project, which is this very, very cool documentary about female musicians in the borderland area.
Neat.
And then myself, my film is Memory Box, and it is the story of Julieta, age 19, recently deceased, whose first experience with the afterlife is at a Day of the Dead celebration.
It's incredibly important to have these kinds of events that spotlight the fact that women make films, for one. But I'm wondering, as one of the filmmakers, when you all get together and get to see your work on a big screen projected for an audience, how much do you get out of feedback out of that experience? That's got to be important for you.
It's amazing. I don't get it often. My last film screened twice in San Francisco. It won one of the film festivals, and I wasn't there. I wasn't expecting much, so I didn't do it, and that was not a good idea. But when I did actually get to see my short film at this last Film Frontera, you don't even need... There's so much feedback that you're receiving in a laughter, you know, in laughter or in a reaction. You feel it when you're sitting there, and to know that your friends, your family, and people who you don't even know are watching your work. There's nerves, there's excitement, but you just really hope that for a minute it resonates and that people are just as proud of what you've produced, you know, the same amount of pride that you feel in having produced it.
Which, when you're working late into the night, editing your film, solitary work, hoping that your film will affect people to actually feel it and be in that audience is got to be a really fantastic thing. You're one of the number of local creatives that have a similar story, which is you grew up here, you went away for a long time, you came back, you're doing amazing work. Where did you go, and why did you come back?
Well, when I was 18, I left the University of San Francisco. I stayed out there. I thought, you know, I'm going to go for 4 years, do my thing, come back mm-hmm. home. Coming back to El Paso was always a goal of mine. One of my aunts had mentioned to me, when you leave, be sure to come back and contribute a little something, even if you decide not to stay. So it was always in my head and sort of ingrained in me that I wanted to come back. But I went, and then I loved it, and I stayed for another 8 years. So I was there, you know, a total of 12. There's a strong documentary community in San Francisco. Narrative, a little, but not as much. And so I really immersed myself within that community and learned a tremendous amount about sort of guerrilla filmmaking and going out there and not having the resources to shoot a beautiful film or to get the best audio, but doing it anyway.
Yeah.
It was a lot of run and gun, which has helped me out here.
Just do it.
Yeah. I mean, there's no excuses. And this was, you know, in 2000. So what prompted me sort of to come back here was my husband and I wanted to start a family, and we didn't want to do it in San Francisco.
Right.
But also because I did feel at that point that I did want to come back and do something. I didn't know what yet. And that's still evolving. But for the opportunity to come here and you know, create a film and then start this and get this going, it almost kind of happened by accident. But that's great because here we are, and I'm actually involved in a lot of other projects too. So it's been awesome.
Well, I really appreciate you coming in and sharing your time and passion with us, and particularly with the filmmaking community here. It's exciting to see all that's bubbling up, and that we still have these great folks returning to El Paso to build up our local community. Do you see out of this not just showcases, but a tighter community of women filmmakers that are supporting each other? Do you see some sort of formal community growing out of this?
I do, and that is the overall goal. What I plan to do with this is, you know, I don't know if you've heard of the Film Fatales, and they're located mostly in L.A. and New York, and they're a community of women filmmakers who once a month get together and share their experiences and collaborate with each other, and it's just kind of a female filmmaker support group, and, you know, it's sort of very formal, and they have a lot of events.
Right.
We can't have that chapter here quite yet, but I would like this to be the beginning stages.
That's where it's going.
Yes.
Well, I'll look forward to that day. Well, best of luck to you and all of your work and all of your fellow filmmakers. I've been discussing the upcoming Film Frontera Filmmaker Showcase with organizer and filmmaker Angie Reza Torres. The showcase will celebrate 6 films made by women and is part of the International Cultural Festival this week. The screenings will take place at 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. this Wednesday, November 16th at the El Paso Public Library Auditorium, downtown El Paso, and admission is free. And before that, there'll be a screening at the Alamo Drafthouse this coming Monday, the 14th at 6:30 p.m. for $7. You can keep up to date on the progress of Film Frontera at their Facebook page, Film Frontera Filmmaker Showcase. On Film's producer is Norma Martinez. An archive of past programs is available on this station's website at ktep.org. I'm Charles Horak. Thank you for listening to On Film.